latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Friday's Newcastle United headlines, and Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez will be without Vernon and Anita for the trip to Aston Villa to face last season's Premier League rivals at Villa Park in the Saturday evening clash. Anita lost his appeal against the red card that he was shown in the 2-0 league defeat to Wolverhampton Wanderers last Saturday. The Dutchman challenged referee Tim Robinson's decision to send him off for his challenge on substitute Ivan Cavaliero. But it was unsuccessful, and having sat out the midweek EFL Cup win over the same opponents, he'll do so again for the trip to Villa Park. DeAndre Yedlin is expected to deputise. The USA international is on standby to fill in. Well, Benitez made 8 changes in midweek, 2 of those to hand debuts to fullback Ashraf Lazar and striker Daryl Murphy, and the Spaniard is likely to make further changes against last season's Premier League rivals. Keeper Rob Elliott and defender Masaido Haidara, both knee injuries, and midfielder Rolando Ahrens, fractured metatarsal, are still out, while fullback Jesus Gámez is working his way back from a calf problem. Well, Aston Villa boss Roberto Di Matteo has confirmed the club are still looking into claims that Jack Grealish was at a party in a Birmingham hotel, and the investigation is ongoing. He'll learn his fate, I'm sure, before Saturday's game. The police were reportedly called in the early hours of Sunday morning to that hotel, and the manager has yet to decide whether Grealish will face Newcastle on Saturday. Midfielder Aaron Shibola is fit and available, but strikers Ross McCormack and Rudy Gisterd, plus defender Nathan Baker, face late fitness tests. Albert Adoma could make his full debut for the club after he made a late substitute appearance in the goalless draw at Ipswich on Saturday. That left Di Matteo's side with just one win from their opening 8 matches.